Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Close the chapter last night on the Wolfpack. You know, just a lot of things to be happy about when you watch the tape. I thought our kids played really hard. You know, two things we talked about going to that game is play with great effort. You know, we had to fly around and make plays, and we did that. We played with great effort. I thought we you know, played tough. And those are two things on the back wall there that we talk about all the time. But those are two ingredients I thought we needed going into that game. And I think we got that for sure. Sometimes it hurt us a little bit on defense. We were too aggressive a couple times when we got played a little bit smarter. But our guys were out there flying around trying to make plays and trying to, you know, get a W, and that's what you love. You know, so we'll have to taper that down a little bit and be smart, because we'll see, I'm sure, some trick plays and some things, some toss passes and everything else that you can kind of throw at us just to see if they can trick us into the aggressiveness that we play with defensively. And again, same thing offensively. I mean, we executed. And, you know, the other thing I'm happy about is just you know, the discipline that we had. I mean, we had, you know, I think 7 penalties, 2 of them were kick out of bounds. So that was, you know, sometimes that happens, especially with, you know, trying, you know, Junko out at the kicker spot, which I think he got great hang time. Wish he'd have drove a couple of those out of bounds, so, or out of the end zone. So we'll work on that this week. And, but, you know, the resilience our guys have showed, you know, like I said back in August, our football team is, you know, regardless of who's on the field, you know, the next man up, our guys, you know, have never wavered. It's not like, coach, how about this? Or, you know, like, they just buy in. I mean, everything we ask them to do, whether it's clean your locker or go out there and get it done one way or another, find a way to get it done, they have done. So I think, you know, perseverance that they've dealt with all year has been phenomenal, because, you know, there are no excuses. Nobody's going to care. You guys don't care on a Saturday after a game. You don't care on Monday at a noon press conference, you know, why you lose or why you win. It's about getting the job done. And that's what our guys set out to do every week when we step on the field. And again, they've been just a pleasure to coach, and couldn't be more appreciative of just their attitude as we move forward. So Stanford, you know, coach, you know, Wright is, you know, a heck of a football coach, been around a long time, coached a lot of football. I think he's taken over play calling duties. You know, Nate Bynum, I think is their offense coordinator. I'm sure he runs the day-to-day operations and gets them in stuff they like, but heck of a pit man, great pit man. So we'll go out and visit with Nate. Hopefully pregame we'll get the chance to say hello to him. But just an outstanding coach. Obviously works with the tight ends as well and coordinates that offense. And then Bobby April, is the defense coordinator. Again, you know, they're pro style on offense, probably more pro style than we've seen, probably a little bit more like a Central Michigan type football team. You know, not as many personnels and big people in the game, but I'm sure they'll take a good peek at that game and see what they can expose us with. And probably, you know, combination of maybe some Boston College stuff that you see, you know, kind of that Bill O'Brien, you know, Frank Wright offense. So you see a lot of that. You know, they got talented tight ends. They got fast receivers. They got a Farrell kid that's a 10-3, 100-meter guy. Gall Branson is their quarterback. If they've played two this year as well, with injury. So, talented football team. And then defensively, they're four down, three down, probably a good mixture of both. So we'll see a little bit of both dropping off ends and trying to confuse you with different stuff. So we'll have to be on our, on our stuff when we head out to California. So questions.
The Night Stalkers package that you put in, how long have you been working on that? Have that in your back pocket? And
Since Monday. It was just a matter of saying, on third down, I mean, it was like Monday, we game plan on Mondays and Tuesdays, but it was a thought on Monday, and then game plan Tuesday night for third down is what we do. And again, it's always just a matter of trying to find out, how do we get our best personnel on the field? It's third down, it's money down, and we got to win that down. It doesn't matter what happens on first down, second down, but when you get to third down and fourth down, like, how are we going to manage? And then you got different guys doing different jobs. That's the problem. So they got to get it executed. They got to get on the right pass. If you are blitzing and all your four-man pressures, how are you going to navigate those things? But it was really Monday and Tuesday, like, who are they? And then what are we going to do if we get to a two-minute situation, we get into victory defense? I mean, there's all these – it just was a lot more to prepare for our guys. And they did it, like I said, they did a great job, but they didn't waver and go, well, Coach, why are we doing that? We don't have enough linebackers on the field. But again, it's using our base package and just teaching guys new jobs. Okay. And that's kind of what we did. It's not like we changed, all the different things that we do in that package. It's the same package, just teaching guys different jobs.
You talk about guys doing different jobs. Cam Lindsay, first career start, I think you played both outside linebacker spots. He was in that third down package. How did he handle kind of all the things you threw at him?
He did well. I mean, first start, I think he did a heck of a job. He's only going to get better from all the reps he got in that game. I mean, it's not going to be like now when he goes in, whatever situation is, whether it's as a starter or is it, backing somebody up. I mean, you got more confidence in him. He's watched the tape yesterday. He knows the things he made mistakes at. He knows he's got to be detailed. As we talked in here last night, it's every play. Every play could cost you the game, depending on who you're playing. And, that effort yesterday might not be, good enough this week. So we got to continue to get better. And there's a lot of things we can clean up from Saturday. And Cam's definitely got a lot of things to clean up on his part.
We talked about this a bit post-game, but talking with when we were talking with Mason, even after you guys scored 53 points, the thing he seemed most focused on was just plays left out there, things he wanted to improve on. Just after watching some tape, did you notice anything? Just what do you feel like you guys maybe even do better on offense?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can do better. Just like depending on the coverage and taking your checkdowns. I mean, late in the game, he took his checkdowns. Whether it's throwing to Joel's golf, that gains a first down on whatever it was, second and 11, gets a first down. But just not trying to be the hero. I mean, he tried to be a hero, a lot the week before and try to make those plays down the field. There was a couple times where he tried to do that a little bit, way, way less. But there's, times where he's, it's great to throw a check down and get 11 yards on. Let him run with it. You don't have to throw a 50-yard pass. You can throw a 3-yard pass and get 50. So, I think that's just something that's going to be a week-to-week growth out of him, overall. And then based on the defense you're seeing and the pressure you're under, I think, that all matters.
You guys are now leading the ACC in red zone efficiency, in particular with Mason behind center of these last four games. How would you evaluate or assess just how he's looked once you guys get in the red zone, decision-making, things of that nature?
You never get to the red zone if he doesn't look good prior to that, right? So, I mean, you better be good to get to the red zone. So his efficiency, in the freewheeling zone, middle of the field, whatever you want to call it, and then working down into the red zone, it's got to be efficient. So I think it's the same. It's, he's playing efficient football for the most part. As long as we, I talk about those penalties. I mean, the difference between our offense Saturday and our offense up in New York a week ago was just like being behind the sticks. I mean, it's hard to call plays and it's hard to execute when people got their ears pinned back and they can blitz you because it's second down at 15 or, third down at 18. I mean, you get in those situations, good luck to you. Boston couldn't even navigate that.
Obviously, Mason's been a big story this year, but also gotten a lot of confidence.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lucy and Trey and Sean Lee and Josh Carrier. Do you remember ever having so many group friends such a good impact?
You know what? That many, maybe not. I'd have to look back, you guys can maybe check the stats on that, but you know, we had Jordan Whitehead as our honorary captain, and you know, I remember he made a pretty major impact as a true freshman. It was great to have him back in town on Friday and Saturday. So, it's hard to say, but it's a great recruiting class. I think we got another great one coming in this year as well. But you know, the guys getting opportunities and making plays, so that's we're blessed to have those young guys playing for us.
Pat, what went into the go ahead and
right, finish.
What does that say about your staff's ability to identify and scout talent like Mason did from any of the top four offers?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, I think it was on June 5th, and we were in the middle of recruiting weekends in the summer, and there was an article came out in The Athletic. I'm sure you guys saw it. It's June 5th, because I just had some recruits in this weekend. I was talking about it in my office on Sunday. That reminded me, just like, they ranked us as the number one team in the country of developing talent. Okay. Is it development? Is it recruitment? It's a combination of both. I think there was an article came out in 22 or 23. They also talked about how they re-ranked our 2019 class. It was ranked 54th in the country, with rivals and all that stuff, Chris. And then, they re-ranked it and said it's the number ninth, class in the country. So, how's that happen? I think it's recruiting evaluation. I think it's development. And getting the best out of our kids. And I think that's what football is all about. That's what we do as coaches, our job is to take the players we get and make them better players and make them, productive on the field. So far it's been good, but, we got November 1st, we got another one ready to go. So find out.
Pat, what went into the decision to keeping Dez on the field as long as you guys did, especially when you were up as long as you up as high as you were?
Well, you're never up as far as you want. I can tell you that. It's fourth quarter. I'm still, on edge on the sideline. So, Dez wants to play. I mean, he was feeling good and wants to play, and Dez will be fine. Dez wants to play the game. I mean, Dez don't like being on the sideline. Dez wasn't happy the week before. Taking 23 snaps, he was upset. But we want to get him on the field, but we also want to keep him healthy. It's a fine line, but we're trying to win football games.
On the flip end, Joel's single-digit snap count, only two touches. Just why was he sort of the odd man out in that game?
Bootsy's been playing well. I mean, we got, like I said, all three of those tailbacks, are good. And you kind of go with that hot hand. If Bootsy's playing well, you keep him in there. And it's nothing that Joel's didn't do. It's just kind of what Bootsy did, I guess. So, Joel's is a great player as well. Like I said, just talked about him, catching a big conversion for a first down in the fourth quarter. So we got a lot of faith in all three of those guys. And I tell you what, we got another kid that has got four games. Justin Cook is another kid that I think is a tremendous player. And I don't talk much about him, but, in the next few weeks, you may see Cook on the field as well.
Now, what do you like about him? Oh, Cook, what stood out about him?
He's a receiver, transferred in as a receiver, and we transferred him to running back position in spring ball. And, he gives our guys headaches on defense. Like, he was, Hollywood last week, and he gives us chest pains on defense. He makes plays. He makes our defense work every week. I think he's a special back, too. And we'd like to redshirt him. That was our intention, just because I think the kid can play for us and be an impact player for us too.
I noticed Saquon Smith's not on the availability report last week. Is he? Could he play for you this year too?
He could. I mean, if we wanted to get four games out of him, he started, I think, you know, either a week and a half ago, started to, you know, get into scout team and going, and he did a nice job for us last week. So yeah, it'll be, he's available. So he's not on the injury report. I'm glad you mentioned that. So he's, you know, our training staff did a great job getting him back and ready to go. And we'll just see how he goes here. You know, he's missed a lot of spring ball. I mean, you know, obviously wasn't here in the spring. So, he hadn't done anything in fall camp. So he's got a long way to go as far as getting in on offense. But who knows if he can help you on special teams for sure.
C.J. Lee made his first appearance the other day. Obviously didn't get as many catches as he would have wanted. But
especially had one.
Yeah.
Just one. That's all we needed.
What was it like to see him back on the field, especially with all he's been through with his injury?
It was good. I mean, like I said, we were trying to get four games out of him as well. And, I think we can use him in the next, four games that we have. And the next one being the most important one of getting more reps. But, I think, you don't play for a long time. You're on scout, team. Scout team is not like being on the first team. And, we know he's a proven football player for us. He started for us last year. And we got a lot of faith in Mr. Lee.
And on the first day of fall camp, Kate was telling us one of the big things you need are chunk plays from guys not named Des Reed. Is it too simple to say that Mason's just finding guys? What's leading to the chunk plays we're seeing?
Mason's finding them, and they're making plays when they get an opportunity. I mean, that play to, Blue is a big one. You got to love those gigantic. Those are real explosive plays. But, I thought Kenny Johnson played lights out. I mean, that guy, he was unstoppable when he was in there. That was great to see. I mentioned him last, compared to where he was at North Carolina last year, compared to where he is now, like just a development that, J.J. has done in that receiver room and Coach Bell, as far as just his – the little things that he's doing, he's special, and we got to get him to continue to play at that high level.
Cross-country travel is more of a regularity these days just as a result of some conference realignment. I think you guys are heading to Stanford a day earlier than you would a normal away game, but just how do you let this long travel just not disrupt your week of practice as much as you can?
Well, the week of practice is going to be the same. It's the same Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is exactly the same, except we're leaving a little early, so we'll just – instead of them hanging back at the bridge on the Forbes or their apartments, we're just going to spend 5 hours on an airplane together and get their iPads all downloaded with videotapes so they can do their homework on the plane. It shouldn't be. It's like going to Syracuse. It's like going to Tallahassee. It's a road trip, and I think the more you make of it, the more it becomes an issue. I don't think it's an issue. It's a little bit of a time change. We go out and play. I think the best thing is an early game for us. It would be a major deal if we were playing 7:30 at night, Pacific time, and getting off the field at 2:30 in the morning, playing in the fourth quarter. I think that's a tough one. This one is very, very reasonable, I think.
Have you reached out to anyone, any friends in the ACC, other coaches, say, hey, what was your experience with the?
Yeah, I haven't, but Chris LaSalle, he's my ops guy, my main man. He does all that. He takes care of he knows what we want. We call a lot of people every week. Doesn't matter if you're traveling to Syracuse to find out if it's a press box any different, that little glass house they have up there at the dome, or you're going to Tallahassee. How's the locker room? How's this? How's that? We're always doing our homework, just like a coach. I mean, we're trying to find out what they're doing on offense and defense, and we're always doing our intel on what's happening operationally and, what are the things that we need to get done when we're out there.
How do you keep this team, looking ahead at,
I think the only thing they may be looking forward to is maybe the open week. Okay, I'm looking forward to an open week, too. But, how do we keep it? That's my job, to make sure they don't lose focus, that, we're locked in. Again, just trying to win one more game. I mean, it's a one-game season right now because, the rest of the season doesn't matter. If you don't take care of business, week in and week out, it doesn't matter. So, our focus is to win one more game and go 1-0 this week, which has been, our mantra, since I've gotten here. So we just take care of Stanford, do what we got to do to try to go out there and play against a physical, well-coached football team. And Stanford is really good. I mean, they beat Florida State out there. They played good football. I mean, it's a 7-7 game at halftime, I believe, last week against Miami, a really talented Miami team. So they got a really good football team. So we got to go out and play our best, and we'll get our tails beat in.
Will Caleb still be taking those kickoffs going forward, or do you anticipate Sam Carpenter sort of filling in as well?
We'll look at it. I mean, I think both of them are really good. I mean, you know, we rested Sam's leg last week. Just, you know, we felt like it, you know, just I think, you know, midway through this year he could play. He could have kicked off like on Saturday, so he wasn't out. He wasn't benched. It was just a let's rest him a little bit, and so. Just resting a leg. I think, you know, you kick, you know, that kickoff is an explosive play. And when you're just, you know, you're practicing it on a Tuesday and getting some on a Thursday, not too many of them, you can, you know, you can out kick your leg. So just keeping him fresh and you know, and we knew Junko could do it. So was it what we wanted? No, it wasn't as good as we needed to, you know, so we haven't been great, you know, kicking the ball where we want it. It's been different. I mean, I think Sam was really good at the beginning of the year kicking touchbacks, and then all of a sudden, we just felt like his leg was tired, so we felt like let's give him a week off. We just keep, you know, last Tuesday, you know, I guess going to the Syracuse game, he didn't kick on a Tuesday. You know, that's our kickoff day. We work kickoff on Tuesdays. He didn't kick, and then we kind of, you know, we didn't help many by doing that. So we're just trying to rest him a little bit.
Is there a reason you don't use Trey on the kickoff?
Not really. I've never seen him kick off. We're just just focusing him on field goals right now. I mean, I'm sure he'll be able to do it later on or put, you know, give him more. But no real reason except he's a freshman, and let's just give him, you know, the most important job is putting it through the uprights.
Last week there was an NCAA announcement. I don't think we asked you about it. A decision to allow coaches and student athletes to gamble on pro sports. Do you have any insight on why that would be something that was needed? Or
you know, they don't ask the coaches. I think it's absolutely one of the stupidest decisions I've ever seen. You know, first of all, it's a habit. It's no different than smoking, drinking, doing drugs. It's a bad habit. And, you know, I don't think anybody in here would, you know, encourage you guys to go out drinking and getting smashed on a Friday night or Saturday night or at, you know, at a ball game in at Acrisure Stadium. And it's a disease. I mean, you saw, you know, the same day that comes out, there's a disease in the NBA with what's going on there. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make as a coach. I mean, you're still gambling like that. It's not to make money. It's because, you know, your addiction to it, I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I can, you know, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but I just think it's an addiction. And I think, you know, if you want to go to the casino down the road, and hang out there and throw your money away, think you're going to continue to win. I mean, gambling's gambling. I'm not a gambler. So I just don't understand it. You know, I'm not addicted to anything. I just don't think it's a great thing to teach our young people how to do. And to say now, you know, it's hard enough in the compliance office of trying to get your guys not to gamble. You can gamble on a boxing match. You can gamble, you know, on horse races because it's not an NCAA sport. But who's gambling on horse races, really? I mean, unless you go to the horse track. But like, and you can go to the casino and play, you know, craps or whatever you want to play. But now, you know, just, you know, it's a thing on your phone and you can pick it up and you can get on an app and it's like, what are we doing? Like, and once you do it once and you win, you want to go do it again, it becomes an addiction. I just think it's not good. And, you know, and it's the same thing with these availability reports. I mean, what are we doing? We're encouraging gambling and people to say, oh, he's out. Let me put some more money down there. See if I can, you know, get it done and win. So, good question. I it's a bad deal, you know, and it all comes down to they probably don't want to have to take care of all the business that goes with trying to monitor it. But, like, you know, push the wrong button on your phone, see what happens. You know, go, oh, I thought that I did it, but I thought it was an NFL game. I pushed the wrong button and just, you know, put a bet on a college football game. I just think it's not good, and I'm not going to change my tune. Tomorrow I'll talk about, because I haven't had a chance to really address our team, I'll talk about a team meeting. One of the first things I'll talk about is, you know, I guess November 1st they can do that, but, like, you know, stay away. Nothing changes in our room. You guys shouldn't be doing any of that. Save your money. Put it in the bank. You know, that's my feelings.
Well, those availability reports were supposed to insulate the players, right? Keep them away from the gambling element because you're putting that information out. Doesn't it seem to run counter to that, to then say, okay, but you can gamble? Isn't that sort of moving the student athletes closer?
Like I said, the decision makers, I don't get it. So let's talk about Stanford. I gave you my feelings on that, Chris. I mean, it's like it's bad, and I don't like it, and I'm old school too. So it's just because I'm real old.
I'm sitting here as old. Do you anticipate any of your defensive players being back for Saturday?
I sure hope so. We'll see. know, it's Monday, and we still got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I hope so for sure. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that question. I said a football question, not an injury question.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.